Hello, this is Ian Parr from ianparronline.wordpress.com. Today I'd like to talk a little bit about traffic, web traffic, and how to get it. When I first looked into internet marketing, I was bombarded with information about how you should be doing this and that, and writing articles and submitting here and there and everywhere, starting web hubs and joining every possible file sharing site and everything. And it seemed to be too overwhelming, and I just thought, oh my goodness, this is too much like hard work. Since then, I've kind of educated myself and realized that all the other marketers, what they do is, yes, they do some of that initially to start off their list, but there are many other ways of leveraging your efforts, and I will note just a few here where I think that you should concentrate your efforts. The first one, and the first thing to bear in mind, is that the people that you want to visit your page, you want people who are eager and willing for the information that you are about to impart. It is pointless and a waste of time to try to get everybody you know of to enter your page, because only a very small percentage will actually do anything, or even if they give you their name and email address, they are not interested in what you have to sell or even give away. So, first thing, Facebook. I presume you're a member of Facebook, yes? Okay, you need to create a Facebook fan page. There is an article on my site regarding this, so you can find out how to do that. And the reason that you would do that is because if you have a Facebook fan page and one of your friends likes that, all of their friends will see that they like that, and they can, and then it can spread virally, and the friends of friends, and so on. So that is leveraging your effort. So you make one page, and many, many people can see it, and many people of their friends can see it as well. So that's a great way. Another way is YouTube. Make a small video. The same with their YouTube. If someone likes it, their friends will like it, and so on and so forth. And often, if someone likes a YouTube video, it will appear on their Facebook page as well, so the friends can see it from there. Another way, there's a thing called Audioboo, AudioBoo.com, where you can record and post audios. Same as Facebook, but for audios. And exactly the same happens with that. People will like, and their friends will like. Twitter, another one. So try to concentrate on those sites where your efforts are going to be leveraged, not just where one person will see it. They might go to your page. If they like it, that's fine. If they don't, that's it. You need to find places where one person will see what you're offering, and they can tell many, many others, and it'll spread virally. Another fantastic way, which I'm investigating now, is to get joint venture partners. And these can be people with only a small list. It's no good going to somebody with a list of 50,000 people and you've only got a list of 3 and saying, you know, do you want to, if you mail to my list, I will mail to your list my offer. They're not going to be interested. So at the start, you kind of have to go with people who are at a similar level to you. If you do decide to go or approach someone who is at a perceived higher level than you, or has a larger or more responsive list, you need to offer them something compelling, either that you will write for them, you will give them some of your articles, some of your audio, anything to save them time. And the way that you approach them is the way that you would approach anybody. You will initially by email or by telephone, and if you're in the same geographical area, please, please, please try to meet the person in person. The same with any sort of business dealing. Meet people in person. A great way to meet them, actually, is by attending seminars and workshops and things like that. Okay, we'll talk about this more later. Thank you, and goodbye for now. ianparronline.wordpress.com.